Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hi.
We are in week three of I'd Fuck a Month,
yum,
which is Tammy's pick. But before we get to Tammy's pick, Guido, you went to the Super Bowl parade, did you not?
Yes, I went with Vinny, and we did a lot of screaming, and that's why I sound like this.
You sound sexy. Pretty normal.
Oh, well.
How was it?
It was awesome. We walked 40 fucking blocks.
Good exercise.
No big deal.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. We saw Jalen.
Reluctantly.
We saw Saquon.
Did you see Bradley? Cooper?
I did not see Mr. Cooper.
Oh.
I'm surprised
he wasn't on one of the buses.
I'm surprised he's not like a mascot.
I found out that Guido was actually the person that threw the beer can that hit Howie Roseman.
That wasn't me. I don't overhand beers at buses. I underhand beers at buses.
Oh, was someone throwing it like, here's a beer, drink it?
Yes.
They were like trying to.
And he caught it with his forehead.
No. Ooh. No.
There's a red like semicircle on his forehead. Like, I'm sure he's concussed.
Howie,
feel terrible for Howie.
Howie is a god. In that city.
Okay.
Nobody's like actually going to try and hurt
him. He assembled a hell of a fucking team.
I'm sure he's fine.
He makes genius moves.
He does.
So I'm told.
Yeah, Guido, do you have anything else to add about the parade?
Well, yeah. I mean, walking there, we stopped in a Dunkin' and their bathroom was broken. I said, well, if I bought a donut, would that fix the bathroom? And she goes, no, it stinks. I'm like, all right, great. Thank you very little. So I walked down the street a little bit, some more, went to a 7-Eleven. Sure shit, wouldn't you know it, I asked to go to the bathroom, and this fucking lady says it's broken. I said, oh my God, what is it with Philadelphia and their bathrooms? It's so crazy how they all break in the same day. Are you sure I can't buy anything to fix the bathroom? And she goes, no, lots of people. I'm like, great, thank you.
Yeah.
I walked another block to a 7-Eleven, and the nice man let me use his personal bathroom.
That is very nice.
That's very nice of him.
And then on the way back, Vinny and I pissed on that Dunkin' Donuts because that lady pissed us off. That was spiteful, vindictive piss.
Great. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And they had pork sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. We went
from
to John's John's Pork Sandwiches.
Oh.
So I got, we got two cheesesteaks and two pork sandwiches.
Yum.
Because you got to have, later sandwiches.
They also tried to let Vinny climb up a telephone pole, but it was greased up.
Dude, we held him on our shoulders the entire time. He had the best view. He got to see everything. It was perfect. He'll never forget it.
Nice.
That's good. His excitement is very understated, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think so?
He's an understated child.
It's like, oh, how was your day? Good.
I believe I described him to someone as a reincarnated World War I vet.
Why is that?
Because he's just so I don't know, understated. But mm-hmm. It's almost, sometimes he talks like he's seen some things.
Yeah.
It was a rough day out there.
Yes, he is dramatic. He is very dramatic, but his wheels are always turning.
You can't get in trenches.
Okay.
All right, Tammy, give us your this and that's.
Okay, so these are fictional characters.
So we're picking who'd we fuck?
Yeah, I did this real fast. So there may be a lot of men and not as many women.
I'm sure all the people on this list would only be flattered.
Captain America or Spider-Man?
Cap.
Can we abstain?
Yeah, I abstain.
I feel like with Spider-Man, you wouldn't know where the sticky stuff came from.
Hold on a second.
You're not going to vote.
I'm going to vote for Spider-Man because he can use his webs to make it no contact. So it's just a bro. It's like a Dutch rudder. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see where you're going.
Oh, okay. So he could like...
That's what I'm talking about.
Got it.
I also abstain because I feel like I'm choosing between two fucking virgins.
Yeah.
Because
you think Captain America is a virgin?
He absolutely was.
He didn't.
No.
I mean, come on. You saw it in the movie, or at least in the movie, he never fucked anybody before he went into the army. And then when he got frozen. So yeah, he probably is just sitting on 70 years of stored Captain America cum.
Yeah, but that is America's ass.
I would rather take Captain America's virginity, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Spider-Man so I can continue to look myself in the eye.
Okay, Princess Leia or Padme?
This isn't fucking difficult at all.
I mean,
it's Princess Leia. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Why?
I feel like Padme is attracted to children.
Are you serious?
Okay,
did you see her in... Like Jabba's lair.
I'm sorry. Princess Leia is attracted to her brother. That's better.
They didn't know they were related, though.
They didn't. Yeah,
they knew there was something there, though.
I don't know. Apparently,
the Force doesn't work for everything.
I think I'm gonna go Padme.
Okay.
You do like them tiny.
But I also like Natalie.
You're into spinners, bro.
I like Natalie Portman.
Black Widow or Scarlet Witch?
This is also not even close. There's only one Scarlett Johansson.
No, but you're picking the character. You're not picking the character.
No! This isn't fair.
I would totally bang Scarlet Witch.
I would bang Scarlet Witch, too, because you know what? She's a little nutty, and I feel like she, the crazy ones are really good in bed.
No, I'm going Black Widow, because at the worst, she could just kill me if she's not satisfied. Scarlet Witch could, like, warp my existence into some weird thing that would just be, like, painful.
I feel like she would, like, kill you, like, with her thighs, like in that GoldenEye movie.
Mm. Yeah, Scarlet Witch is definitely going to be better at role play.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, Darth Vader or Darth Maul?
Darth Maul all day long.
But you don't know what is under there.
It's burned. It's burned.
No, Darth Vader is burned.
Is Darth Vader going to force choke your dick? Darth Maul's got them metal legs.
Because he also came back as a cyborg, too.
No, Darth Maul, that man can move.
Yeah, not after his metal legs, you see.
He has metal legs. This would have been great for segue for his episode.
Metal legs.
I think it'll be worth it.
Okay. Aragorn, King Leonidas.
I'm gonna go with Leonidas because Aragorn only loves what's her name, and like he would not be. He'd be all like crybaby me.
Oh, okay.
He only loves Arwen, whereas I feel like Leonidas loves his wife, but he still would fuck
Leonidas.
You know what, Leonidas? You know that whole culture. Mm-hmm. They bang dudes mm-hmm. all the time.
I mean,
they're gonna know their way around a peepee.
I might be the last opportunity that he has.
That would be the only way.
Okay, Marty McFly or Tobey Maguire's character in Pleasantville.
Marty McFly. Tobey Maguire's character in Pleasantville is such a fucking loser. I'm sorry.
I was thinking about who could have, like...
I love that matchup. I love that pairing. I don't even like Marty McFly. They're both short, too, so it's like...
Yeah. Okay, Sebastian Valmont.
Okay.
Who's Ryan Phillippe in Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
Or Oliver Quick, played by Barry Keoghan in Saltburn.
Oliver Quick.
I knew you'd say that.
I mean, he'll probably kill you, but the dick will be so good.
But Ryan Phillippe's character is still, like, disgusting.
They're both awful people. They don't want to pick.
You don't want to pick?
The guy put his dick into a grave.
Yeah.
So, like, nah.
And the other one put his in Tara Reid. So, I mean, what are we going to do?
I would toss it into Tara.
Ryan Phillippe didn't fuck Tara Reid in Cruel Intentions.
Yes, he does.
No, she's not in.
Oh, she's not? Don't let's not test me. We know. You know I'm right. You know I know that Tara Reid is in Cruel Intentions.
Who the fuck is she in Cruel Intentions?
She is Swoozie Kurtz's daughter, his therapist's daughter. It's in like the first 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
You better come correct.
Michael Corleone or Patrick Bateman.
You know, there's you don't pronounce the E on that one, though.
Corleone.
You know, you don't just to do whatever you want with letters.
That's a toughie because mm-hmm. Patrick Bateman is a psycho, but I feel like he knows what he's doing in that department, and I've read the book, so I know how good he fucks.
Yeah, until he fucks you with a knife and then kills you.
What? Yeah, I'd let him kill me.
Michael Corleone, again, I feel like he's just kind of a whiny woo.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
You try not whining after you get shot.
I think he's a whiny woo. Now, if it was Sonny Corleone, yeah.
So he's a hothead.
So you could stroke his shoulder hair?
His shoulder hair.
Okay, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman or Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman?
Zoe Kravitz.
Wow, that was fast.
I just finally like to be included now. It's very nice.
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer looks like someone like that's got opinions I hate. So I feel Zoe Kravitz.
Michelle Pfeiffer, like the hottest in that movie. Like I think the hottest anyone has ever looked is Michelle Pfeiffer in Catwoman.
I just also don't have the $1,000 to rip open that suit and get a new one for her.
Because
remember, that cost $1,000 or $10,000 or something.
Yeah. Every time she had to poop, that was a new costume.
Okay, Jessica Rabbit or Betty Boop?
Jessica Rabbit.
Betty Boop. I like the way she's built.
Probably Jessica Rabbit. Betty Boop's voice is annoying.
Okay. Last but not least.
Okay.
Captain Kirk or Spock?
Kirk. Spock is... Plus, he's driven by, like, what's the thing he
always says? Yeah, Matt, which one?
It's logical. Neither. So he would, like, rationalize, like, not letting you, like, have an orgasm. He'd be like, well, I'm done, and that's the logical step, so we're done. Like,
yeah, he's
it would
got just be that.
Like, ugh. But he mind is meld. Half human and half Vulcan, so he may, you know, want you come. To be happy. Maybe that's his goal. Maybe his happiness is not what matters. It's you know, whether
plus,
he's only half space autist.
Still Kirk.
Plus, you know, also Captain Kirk probably has like Romulan herpes or
space
something
gonorrhea.
Like that. Or he just probably fucked a tribble and you're
going
to get...
Is that what that green person is called?
No. Tribbles were in like a famous episode of the original show. They were like, they're little like balls of fur and they like they purr, mm-hmm. but they multiply like crazy. And so the spaceship gets overrun with them and they're like being forced out of this because like the tribbles are multiplying.
Is that just gremlins?
Kind of. Yeah, but they're just little. It looks like a puffball.
Mm-hmm.
And they purr.
What is that green Lindsay Lohan lady?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Wood.
But apparently they were the Uhuahs of the Star Trek lands.
Are they?
Well,
Captain Kirk is the whore of the Star Trek.
No. He's a slut maker, okay?
No. Yeah. He's a fucking
slut. He's a slut maker.
He
fucked you dig?
Everything.
He's very slutty.
No, but they're the sluts, homie. Like, you're not following me here. Captain Kirk is a slut maker, never a slut.
Well, speaking of Captain Kirk.
Speaking of.
Maybe I'll get into my movie now.
Okay.
Oh, I would love to boldly go from this fucking this or that.
Well, strap yourselves in and let's get going. So my movie was released in 2009. It has a lot of characters that I will just talk about as they come up. Directed by J.J. Abrams, and it was basically intended to bring Star Trek to, like, our generation. So yeah, Star Trek, that's my pick.
I couldn't believe it when the bartender told me who you are.
Why are you talking to me, man?
Your father was captain of a starship for 12 minutes. He saved 800 lives. Including yours. I dare you to do better. Enlist in Starfleet.
Oh, let me talk about Chris Pine first.
Okay.
So he
fuck me.
Is a Nepo baby.
He is.
Robert Pine and Gwynne Gilford. And she's actually more famous than the husband is.
You know who the husband is,
and then
is, though.
The, I don't her know who mater- either. Her parents are Anne Gilford, who is a famous scream queen from the 40s, and Max Gilford. So he's like third generation Nepo. He did a bunch of guest appearances on TV shows, but his first movie was Princess Diaries 2.
Yes!
Oh, of course.
Chris Pine's dad?
No, Chris Pine.
Oh.
But this was his international film.
Which princess was he?
He marries Anne Hathaway in it.
He wants to be the king of Genovia.
Great.
Oh.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
So, yeah. So, and then J.J. Abrams is like the first director to direct Star Trek and Star Wars.
He's a deal.
He's been a producer more than a director.
He's a great setup guy. It's the follow through that he doesn't stick.
What was that movie he did about the kids making the sci-fi movie and it has like Elle Fanning in it or Dakota Fanning and it's not 8mm. I always want to say 8mm. It's
Porky's.
Not that. Yes, Porky's.
He made Porky's, yeah.
Yeah. No, that was a good movie.
Porky's?
Not Project 8.
I could just look it up on my phone.
If only use we can
our phone. To the internet!
So when I saw Chris Pine on the big screen, I just...
Super 8.
It was an instantaneous connection, he and I.
Fucking what?
And then ever since then, every time I've seen him on screen, I'm like,
gets those juices flowing.
Did you bring your dehumidifier?
No, she's in a diaper
to put in this room.
Oh,
she's got her fucking pull ups on.
Jamie.
And then I really like when he's in Wonder Woman, because I think Wonder Woman is really hot. I think she is just gorgeous.
He is so good in Wonder Woman. Yeah. That's like old Hollywood good looking in that movie. He is so yummy in that.
Yeah, but he gets the absolute shit kicked out of him in this movie, so I think you're pretty fucking sick. Like, out of all of his movies, you chose the one where his face gets messed up the most, and I think that says more about you than the movie. Like, it's just...
No, I think he's funny, he's arrogant, cocky. And he knows what he wants. Kind of like you.
Thanks, babe.
So had you seen it, and what did you think when I chose Chris Pine? Allie.
Yes, I saw it. Saw it in theaters with my younger brother, Kyle. I was very excited because I also share the love of Chris Pine. I like him a little skinnier, but...
Yeah. You like him skinnier than this?
Yeah. Or... Like, I like him in that movie, the Western one, the bank robbery one.
Porky's.
Yes, Porky's.
Oh, is that the one where he's a secret double agent and he's being investigated?
I can't remember. No, I can't remember what
it's called. Hell or High Water.
I couldn't remember, so that's why I was asking you.
Porky's.
Hell or High Water, and he's like a little bit skinnier in that. He's got some facial hair, and I like him when he's rugged.
I do like him with facial hair.
Yeah, so I was excited to talk about him, because yum.
What about bruises?
I really like him when he has a bloody nose and he has tissue stuck up there.
And he has numb tongue?
It's also because, like...
How about fat
hands?
Wiggly
fingers?
It's when I find... it's so weird. I don't know why I like this, but, like, Brad Pitt the most attractive when he's really skinny.
I really like his blue eyes.
Oh, my God.
Like, the dark hair and the blue eyes.
Oh, in that one, in that scene in this movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Matt?
I was actually one of the first people to see this movie.
Because, ever?
Well, the public, I
Did
mean.
Did you know J.J.
Abrams? No, because what happened was...
Did he call you at home?
Did you meet him at Spike Lee's house?
Yeah, we totally partied. It was really fun.
Did you watch Porky's together?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, cool.
I saw it because I got to go to an advanced screening. My one friend at the time didn't know... He thought Star Wars and Star Trek were the same thing. He won tickets off of Preston and Steve. He gave them to me because he's like, oh yeah, you like Star Wars. Here you go. I had two tickets. I actually took Superfan John to go see it, like, I think a week before everyone else.
Cool.
It came out. So, you know, you said it last week, given your penchant for sci-fi, I was like, wow, I can't believe you picked this out of all the Chris Pine movies.
It was the first time he and I met.
Oh. And yeah. You never, that's true. You never forget
your first.
Yeah, never forget your first.
Yeah.
But,
overridden by horniness.
Excited to talk about it because, I don't know, I'm not really a big Star Trek guy to begin with.
Could have fooled me.
No,
All right.
I've always liked Star Wars.
Yeah, I like this movie. I like Star Trek movies, but I don't like Star Trek shows. Good for you. Way to pick. Good pick.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, babe. So
personally, I would have picked Dungeons and Dragons if we were going with Chris Pine. Funny. Picks.
I didn't watch that. I was afraid.
He dances and plays like the lute in it or something.
Yeah, he's the bard.
He's the bard.
Quite adorable.
So like Captain Kirk, he fucks everything in that movie too.
Yeah.
He slings pipe.
Because that's what that's what bards do.
They do. They fuck
or he lays
people.
Pipe. Slings dick.
He lays pipe and slings rope.
Do you think he's hanging?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like Graham.
Isn't there a movie where you see it? It was it's like a Netflix movie or something where he played like some sort of like medieval king.
Oh my God, you barely see it. They totally said that to lure you in to watch that movie.
And there was shrinkage. It was in a bog.
That movie that you like with
the King?
Timothée Chalamet in it?
Yeah, Timothée.
The King, isn't it that?
Movie? No, it's not that.
It's Porky's. Different one.
It's Porky's.
Or the Kingdom instead of the King.
Yeah, it's the Kingdom. That's the Chris Pine movie where you see his dick.
Yeah, but it was cold out there, so.
Yeah.
Give him a break.
It's cold in space, too. So.
There's a dick
it
differential.
It is cold in space.
Yeah, so we're going to start off on the USS Kelvin.
That's hot.
A Romulan ship appears from a black hole in the universe.
Hole?
Looks like a crazy lobster claw, in my opinion.
I thought it looked like a butthole.
A butthole?
It looked like a broken butt plug.
From one point, it looked like that was stuck up some security guard's ass.
Yeah.
Or like a...
Shattered Christmas ornament.
Not an octopus.
It looked like
squid.
I thought, I thought it looked like a space jellyfish, kind of.
Yeah,
like a black, or if anything, it was like
dead. It was all rigid.
It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
The special effects hold up, are real, still real good.
Yeah,
real great.
So their ship, the USS Kelvin, is far smaller and is under attack by the Romulan ship. The Romulans request to have a conversation with their ship's captain for a ceasefire, and the captain and co-captain, played by Chris Hemsworth,
yum,
as George Kirk.
Yeah, the fucking That isn't this his first movie?
It's one, yeah. It's
or like his, one, or like yeah. his, fir, his first like big movie.
Uh huh. Yeah, probably.
It's gotta be.
He's a baby in it. He looks so young.
Oh, no, he's so cute. So he and the captain are debriefing as they're walking him to his little tiny, like, little craft. And the captain says, like, if I don't come back, you are going to assume the role of captain.
You are the captain now.
You are the captain.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
If anything happens to me, then evacuate everyone and the crew. So the captain flies into the vagina of the Romulan ship to meet the captain near Nero, played by Eric Bana.
Yum. So, again,
it's full of pussies.
They outsource to Australia.
Well, you see, the people that portray...
It's like a sphincter.
The people like that... Yeah, the people that portray Australians are natural actors. They're already acting, pretending to be Australians. So naturally...
because it doesn't exist.
Australia does not exist.
I forgot.
It is an elaborate hoax.
Have we done a movie with him in it?
No.
Eric Bana? So. No, I don't... No.
I don't like Eric Bana.
I do. I think he's hot.
Is...
You see him in Troy? Not great.
Yes. Yeah, wasn't he?
I don't
he
like was yes, a nice guy. Yes,
he's the bad part of Troy.
He is.
He was the worst Hulk.
Not
that's
Brad
saying a lot,
Pitt.
And that's saying a lot, given how much I hate Mark Ruffalo.
You do hate Mark
yeah,
Ruffalo.
Yeah, that was one of my other ones that I
you
didn't
leave
pick
Mark
was...
Ruffalo alone.
No,
Eric Bana or
he
Mark
sucks.
Ruffalo.
No, he doesn't.
Edward Norton
Eric
was
Bana,
better.
Eric Bana.
Edward Norton is a fucking asshole.
Yes, he is, but he's also still I think he's a better performer and a better Hulk.
Yes. So, after he enters the vagina...
Does he back out and then go back in again?
He doesn't. He just stays put.
He parks.
He's docking.
That's a bold move.
It's not docking.
He's buffering.
It's wait, there's no foreskin involved, dude.
It's not docking. It's called,
parking?
No, they do it in... It's a big thing in Utah.
Soaking.
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 Soaking. They just toss it in for a soak.
Because Mormons believe that penetration itself is not sex.
Oh, God.
Movement.
How does it get in there?
Just let
no, they put him in, but then they just sit there and they don't move.
Just let these people
or
fucking drink.
Or you could have
drink,
someone
right?
jump on your bed.
So fucking stupid.
And that causes movement. Dude,
you can wait. You can call in a ringer to yes. bounce the bed.
Yes.
Does that still count as a threesome?
No. If anything, it's just
does she
like
got to be wearing clothes
an
too?
An extracurricular cuckold or something like that.
Oh. So Nero is in search of Ambassador Spock. The captain of the USS Kelvin asks too many questions and doesn't provide enough answers. So Nero just like whips out his scepter and just stabs him in the chest with it. Dead captain.
RSVP.
The it had ship Hitachi written on it.
Has been alerted that the captain has been terminated. Chris Hemsworth automatically assumes duty and orders the evacuation and immediately calls his wife, Winona, played by Jennifer Morrison, who is in labor actively with their child.
His wife's name was Winona?
Winona.
Winona, but there's a Winona in the movie.
Winona Ryder is in this movie.
Yes, she is. Her name is Amanda.
Tell me why
they
should
flip those names.
Yeah. I never knew any of these names.
She could just be playing herself.
I feel like they don't say it. All they do is they say mom or your mother.
Your mother is human.
So George realizes he must sacrifice himself to save everyone on board.
Because the captain was saying, like, the captain that died was like, look, this is what you're going to do. You're going to assume the role, and then you're going to get everybody on the escape pods, and you're just going to use the autopilot to fly this fucking thing into Nero's ship.
Vagina.
Yes.
But, of course, you know, because this is a movie, the autopilot was damaged.
Oh, thank you.
So he's got
to
do it manually.
So he has to sit there. Yeah, he has to sit there and manually fly the thing into the space vagina.
Yes.
So that's what he does.
Ultimately reaching climax.
He listens to his wife deliver their only son, who they lovingly name after both of their fathers.
Tiberius?
Jim Tiberius Kirk.
James Tiberius Kirk.
She was very proud she didn't need an epidural.
You know what she should have had? Yeah, I was about to say. I'm probably going to do this a lot. I'm going to be comparing this to like Star Wars. I'm going to be like, how come this democratic, you know, scientific society, they don't have these awesome maternity robots like they do in Star Wars, where it was just sitting there with Padme, it was just going.
She still died, dude.
Well, apparently,
well, that's because she was sad.
She died of
She died of sadness.
Apparently,
fuck out of here.
Obstetrics and gynecology has not improved in the future. So
lazy bullshit writing.
I'm surprised they don't like just have a laser or something that makes the quickest C-section and just.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, like alien
not
Romulus.
Everybody wants that.
I mean, I know not everybody wants that, but I'm just amazed that in the future we're still like making women, you know,
push babies out of their vaginas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's original sin for you.
I think it's just
they shouldn't
showing
eat that
you
apple.
Like this is a they human started it. Action. Versus this is an alien action.
Plus, they were also, you know, like under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm that sure. Too. I'm sure in the like the ship's actual medical bay, there was like this thing. Like, okay, the robot that I'm hoping for.
Uba?
Yeah, it was there, but since they're on the escape pod, they had to do it the old-fashioned way.
Got it.
I'm also sure that J.J. Abrams, out of all of the thoughts that he had about this movie, was the least concerned about how the baby was going to be delivered on into.
You're telling me that vagina cam is on the editing room floor? Is that what you're saying to me?
He was not focused on delivering this human baby any differently.
I see what you did there. Focused. Probably not. Nice.
So yeah, so they say their goodbyes, and then his wife and son watch his ship crash into the Romulan ship.
I love.
So we get a little taste of Jim Kirk's childhood in rural Iowa.
Little Ooh. Badass.
He is a shit. He steals his dad's classic
That's not
Corvette,
his dad.
His stepdad's classic Corvette.
Important distinction. He's probably a dick whose car is worth stealing.
Okay. Well, what else is he going to do in Iowa?
Yeah.
Grow
Which
corn.
Is what he does.
Grow corn or plow under it to make a baseball field like Kevin Costner.
Do not bring him up on my episode. You
I'm
cut
sorry.
That out.
I'm sorry.
Can you please cut
Literally
Kevin Costner in?
Literally cut that out. Life without a real father figure has turned him into a cocky know-it-all.
This is a great scene. I love, like, Allie, when
so
we were
good.
Watching it, she talked, you know, always brings it up how great the scene is.
The music.
Right with the Beastie Boys. Mm-hmm.
He's as cocky as that guy that was in Waterworld. What was it?
All right.
So what are Vulcans exactly?
Vulcans.
Aliens.
They're a race of people.
They're super smart. They don't fuck a lot.
They are.
And they have no emotion.
Yeah, they are a logical being.
They might be related.
They're actually.
They're distantly related to Romulans.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, alien cousins of Romulans. Yeah.
So are whatever the other one is. There's like a third one where they all kind of look alike.
The Klingon?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay. So the next scene we meet, we go to Vulcan and we meet Spock. And we see
Dem hand scissor.
And he is different from the other Vulcan children because his mom is a human and his dad is Vulcan. And his dad proclaims that he wanted to marry her because he wanted to study the human race.
Yeah, he's the Vulcan ambassador to Earth. And
so it was logical for him to marry
Federation, yeah.
Yes, so he marries Winona Ryder's character, Amanda.
Amanda.
Like, they never say her name in this movie.
Don't.
So it's just like...
It's always your mother.
And we're just sitting there like, oh shit, it's Winona Ryder.
Yeah, exactly.
Where have you been?
Yes. Where have you been?
Hey!
What's up?
So the school boys elicit an emotional response, and Spock gets into a fight because they call his mom a whore. And
that's not cool.
He bleeds green. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
He's an Eagles fan.
Streetwalker is what they prefer, right?
Lady of the Night.
Lady of the Night.
Sex That's worker. Right. It's a sex worker.
Sex worker.
And then we see older Spock talking to his parents, and he's deciding whether he wants to take the Vulcan discipline of Volinar and attend the Vulcan Science Academy, or he's, you know, naturally has different options, so he applies for Starfleet Academy. So he goes in front of the Vulcan Council. They have accepted him despite his disadvantage of being mixed race, which he did not take lightly and did not think. He was very offended.
Oh, yeah. I'd be offended by that, too.
And his dad is on the council, so he actually, like, he was like, no, I'm going to decline your offer. So his final parting words to the council were the famous live long and prosper. We meet a bunch of people that are going to enlist in the Starfleet Academy that are accepted, including Uhura.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Uhura.
How do you say that?
Uhura. It's Zoe Saldana's character. I just love her.
So
I don't know if I have seen
She's great
a movie
at everything.
That I haven't liked. Even Crossroads. I enjoyed.
Oh, remember her in Center Stage?
Yes.
So good.
Oh, she was so good in that too.
Well,
I would watch that movie.
She was in an episode of SVU, by the way, so you can do her.
Holy shit.
I mean, I'm sure if you ever got around watching that movie she's in now, you probably won't like it because
penis to vagina.
Yeah,
vagina
the
to penis.
The is fucking, that the one that was nominated?
Yeah, as, yeah.
Okay,
it's horrific.
Emilia Perez. Yes. She has a big range for her characters, too.
Yes, she's very good at playing a space character in this movie. Space character in Guardians.
Yep.
And space character in probably another movie.
Avatar?
Yeah, that's it.
I forgot.
Dude, I forgot about Avatar. What
it's
a
easy
nothing.
To forget.
It's a fucking everyone.
It's a fucking nothing burger, just like Eric Bana in this movie.
Oh, man.
I do not like Eric Bana.
He's a good villain.
No, they rushed his face, you could tell. They rushed all those Romulans. Even that Spanish fella in the background is his flunky.
Oh, yeah, the dude that's from Boondock.
Clifton Collins.
Yeah, the
Jr.
dude that's from Boondock Saints 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nero's right-hand man. He's that fuck. Yeah, that.
Clifton Collins.
Yeah.
Unnecessary sequels.
Totally.
The first one wasn't necessary. Boondock Saints is garbage.
But so, there was a firefight.
I mean, Willem Dafoe is great in it, though.
So we meet Uhura. They're all at this, like, Iowa bar. Uhura goes up to the bar, buys, like, a shit ton of drinks. And Jim Kirk comes up and flirts with her. The other Starfleet students come to her rescue, and a bar fight ensues. Kirk gets his ass kicked.
And you've never been wetter.
The fight...
Whoa, shit! She just slipped off her chair.
Ah!
Are you okay?
No. Him talking to her about what
God,
her name was.
Yes.
I felt like I was the guy in between them.
The alien guy?
Yeah, I'm just like...
I don't know. He had some really good lines.
Oh my
like,
God.
You can handle me or something.
Absolutely.
I was like, hey.
Putty. I'd be putty.
Mm-hmm.
Very
and her
suave.
Facial responses to it were cute.
Oh my gosh. She's he's like, just, ah, he's God. Just so cocky, but he can back it up.
So then the fight is broken up by Captain Pike.
He can get it too, man.
He can get it.
Yeah, the president from National Treasure.
Yes.
Yes.
Follow the House of Usher. That man has been sexy for years.
He is in Double Jeopardy.
Yes, sexy in that too. I don't care that he tried to, you know, he faked his own death so his wife would go to prison.
Yes. He's yummy. So he recognizes Kirk as he's upside down and bleeding from his nose as his father's son. Amazing.
Yeah, because he was on the Kelvin too, right?
Yes.
No, he studied the Kelvin.
He studied it, yeah. So he immediately breaks up the fight, sends everybody home, but keeps Kirk, and he pulls this whole dad speech with Guilt Machine and convinces him to enlist in the Starfleet Academy, saying, like, you're better than this. Prove everyone wrong.
Well, he's not doing anything.
No, he's just, but then he, like, took the test, and he did really well, and, like, what are you doing with your life?
Oh, yeah, he's super smart.
I came here for Captain Kirk, but I stayed for Bones. Bones is my favorite.
Yeah, so now we get into the
Scotty.
Academy. So they Scotty. Leave for the Academy. We get a, you know, 3 years later, and we meet Carl Urban. Character's name is Leonard McCoy.
Yep.
A.K.A. Dr. Bones. He has a lot of phobias for a doctor.
Space is a very dangerous place.
Yeah.
To be fair.
It's true.
No Everything's one can, trying to
yeah.
kill you.
No one can hear you scream there.
So we just kind of like get them at school. Then we get a scene where they're running a simulation test. Zach Quinto is adult Spock. This is his film debut also. Mm-hmm. And he is the one who created the simulation test.
The Kobayashi Maru.
Yes.
Man, you guys are on it.
I know.
Well, that's like famous in the Star
the
Trek.
Kobayashi Maru?
The Kobayashi Maru.
Yeah, it's...
Every Star Trek Trekkie knows the Kobayashi Maru.
Yeah, because Tammy, too, is going to get on us for not knowing if this was on the show or not. But they reference it in the original film series, The Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
Like, he talks about, like... You know, William Shatner talks about how he, you know, he cheated. He cheated the simulation because he doesn't believe in no win scenarios.
No win scenarios, yeah.
And he says that later on when he's in front of the Academy.
You mean Tyler Perry?
Oh, Lord.
Tyler Perry, yeah.
What a guy.
I'm here for Starfleet. Oh, my Lord. Medea goes to Starfleet.
Medea goes to Starfleet. Tyler Perry is a Trekkie. Love Star Trek.
That's cool.
Yeah. He's just a huge nerd, too.
He is.
Do you know what one of his big hobbies is? He is really into RC airplanes, and his latest one is a replica of an AC-130. It's the wingspan is wider than this room. It's $60,000 he's putting up in the air. Like, and he has a guy. Yeah, he's got a little like airplane hangar and a little runway next to his house, and he's got this guy that just makes RC planes for him, and they just keep getting bigger. And I think that's cool.
Nice.
He is cool.
Madea goes to the Air Force.
So as Kirk and Spock are debating whether he cheated or not, the Academy receives a distress call from Vulcan. And so the Academy dismisses all of the cadets to their aircrafts and deploy to the skies.
But he did cheat.
He's grounded. So. Bones, he wants in, so Bones injects him with some drugs. They make him look like he's sick or having an allergic reaction or something, and he says...
Yeah, it's a space vaccine.
He needs to monitor him closely, and he gets him on the USS Enterprise.
That's what friends do.
They inject you with a vaccine that's going to
give you
make
the,
your hands really
give
big.
You,
he's on the, he's on the ship.
Give you the symptoms.
Yeah.
I know I said this when we watched it, but I'm like, is Carl Urban intentionally overacting in this movie? Everything's very like...
I feel like...
Oh, well, I wish...
He's,
it's a lot of eye rolling.
He's doing exactly what the
Bones was like.
Yep. What the original actor was like.
Okay,
so
I'm a doctor, not a pool man.
Mm-hmm.
He's being true to the character.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm a doctor, not a physicist.
Yeah, okay.
So then we get this really cool scene where we see the USS Enterprise and we get all this cool music, and then we start to meet the crew. We see Captain Pike again. We see
a lot of lens flares.
And Jochu is in like Harold and Kumar, and
he's Harold.
Sulu is
his character. He's a pilot. And then Sulu. Anton Yelchin.
RSVP.
Was murdered by a Jeep.
Awful. It was terrible.
He played so Chekhov.
Yeah. Anton and Chekhov.
Wichter.
So we find out the mission once they get on the ship and they get situated. So the planet Vulcan experiences a lightning storm in space. And then it had disturbances in, like, their signaling and stuff.
Oh, no. The space autists are scared.
So Kirk hears this, and he also had an encounter with Uhura in her bedroom with his roommate and overheard that the Klingons intercepted a message from the Romulans, so he put two and two together. And he's like, oh, shit. This is what happened 25 years ago, the day I was born. So he goes to Captain Pike and, like, reminds him of all of the shit that he studied in school. So when they changed their plans based on Kirk's...
Yeah, they pump the brakes. They pump the brakes mid light speed, and then when they show up, yeah, like Ali just said, it's chaos.
I really like the tires screeching sound in the background. It was the best.
Well, that was because the parking brake was still on.
make the car smell funny lever.
Then the Romulan, it's like Groundhog Day. It's like the same situation where Captain Nero asks Captain Pike to come on board, and they come up with a plan to, like, the Romulans had intercepted the transporters that'll beam them up and beam them down and stuff.
The teleporters. They sabotage that so people can't get beamed up.
Captain Pike is gonna fly his little ship into the vagina again. He says, okay, you three,
ships get
you're just
action.
Gonna... you know, fall down and parachute onto that thing that interrupted the transporter.
Giant space pee-pee that's hanging down onto the planet, that's shooting hot, frothy jizz into the core.
Red stuff.
Right, red stuff.
Red matter.
Yeah.
Red,
they're gonna drop
what's the matter?
They're going to drop the
red matter.
Oh, okay.
They're going to drop the red matter into the hole. The thing that they jump onto is just the drill. That's just the drill.
But they don't know it's a drill until they actually fall on top of it.
They tripped and fell right on top of it.
Two of them do. The other one dies because he's a red idiot.
Well, no, he's also a red shirt.
Yeah.
They're expendable.
That's right.
Red shirts always die.
Why did they give him the activators? They gave him both of the activators.
Because they didn't know that he was going to die.
They don't see color, obviously.
We knew he was going to die because that's another Star Trek trope where the red shirts that go down always die.
Sulu saved the day.
Sulu has moves and he's hot.
Yeah.
He's been trained in hand-to-hand combat.
So they break the drill. Then they realize what's actually happening. They're drilling into the center of the planet and then they're dropping the Red Manor and creating a black hole.
They're creating a singularity.
Hole. Mm-hmm.
And
singularity.
Then they want to destroy the planet. The good news is that they can transport now. So Chekhov is a madman, and he is able to do it while they are falling.
So, if I may, you know, anytime they're transported, they die, right? They are instantaneously murdered and then recreated somewhere else.
It's like Willy Wonka. They're just
like, they're a bunch of fucking clones. Like, these people have all died years ago. At the first time they used a transporter, their original selves have been murdered.
Oh, so it's like the Prestige. They're just making copies of themselves?
Well, they have to. They can't.
But they still remember everything.
Because they are, like, they are recreated somewhere else.
Oh.
So, like, these are all clones. None of these people have souls. It's almost like they're expendable.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that theory.
But that is what happens. How their transporters work.
That's what happened. This is a fictional world.
Okay. Well, that's how the transporters work.
They can transport people, but again, women still have to push babies out of their vaginas.
Amazing.
Okay, well, they don't have transporters down there.
They should. What can't if they, that baby just transport
yeah,
out?
Yeah, can't they just teleport the baby out of the womb?
But then that would kill the baby.
It's okay, though.
Do you see my point here?
All right, so they get back on the ship. They tell Spock what the deal is. Captain Pike is a hostage now because he went into the vagina and he never came out.
Lucky.
And then...
went too deep.
He's like, oh my gosh. Lost my planet. My history.
I've got to save my mommy. I've got to save the Vulcan High Council.
Mama?
So he like beams down.
Run.
Then he gets his mama. He holds her hand and they run out. But magically, he's not holding her hand anymore. And then she falls to her death.
Chekhov said not to, don't move, so they froze, and then the cliff she was standing on caved, but like, it wasn't really. Like,
the ground fell out from below her feet.
He didn't
and she wasn't
anymore.
Able to be murdered.
Yeah, I know.
Instead, she just died.
It was girl bye.
Which is, in a way, better.
Why?
Why? Now Spock can become his best self.
Because his mom's dead?
Yes.
He could never be his full potential?
Correct.
Got it.
You need to have some sort of mom storyline.
I guess.
I don't make the rules, Tammy.
That's why in Disney movies, the mom's always dead.
And Christopher Nolan movies.
Or at least
movies.
One mom.
Did you see Bambi? One parent. Holy shit.
Yeah.
So Spock is captain now. And
he is the captain now.
So the mission is now... they watch Vulcan...
porn.
Destroyed. His whole planet is... everybody's dead, and he is an endangered species.
This is a weird thing to say.
I don't like Zachary Quinto.
He's very close to pandas now. You're not
a fan? No, I don't like him.
Spock?
No, I just don't like Zachary Quinto. Mm. No, I love Leonard Nimoy, but...
Yes, Leonard Nimoy, not yes. Leonard Nimoy.
I think the guy does a good Spock, though.
He does a good Spock. I just don't like him. Because I hate looking at his ears. It looks like he has cauliflower ears.
All right, well, I mean, that comes with the territory.
He's very method. I was reading some commentary about the making of this movie, and it said that he cut his hair like a bowl cut.
And he kept touching people's faces.
And he was like, so he could feel uncomfortable, like this character is.
So method.
Yeah.
It's not like he flew to space and lived like on planet Vulcan. Daniel Day-Lewis would do that.
So he's out to lunch and he goes, I know what you're looking at. It's my ears, isn't it?
Well, Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, it's my bowl cut.
I think Leonard Nimoy told him, like, whatever you do, don't actually shave your eyebrows to do this. He's like, mine never, ever recovered from it. From the years of him doing Star Trek, he said his always were just in that design, basically, because he shaved his eyebrows to do it, and I think that Zachary Quintos are like prosthetic.
They are like snake poisoned to the point where they don't move.
Yeah, you know?
So they get into a fight, Spock and Kirk, and then Spock's like, "Girl, bye, get him off of the ship." And
yeet.
He literally like opens up a portal and he poops him out a little ball and drops him onto an ice planet.
I would describe it as like a sneeze, and the escape pod is a single booger. And it has been...
You think?
Yeah.
It's not rocket.
Like, he has been snot rocketed onto the planet.
Onto the ice planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been, horrible planet. He's been marooned onto, basically, Hoth.
Yeah.
Hoth. Which has some really cool monsters in it.
Yeah, yes. it looks like a Demogorgon.
It looks like a Demogorgon, yeah.
It also looks like Cloverfield. J.J. Abrams, like...
Is he involved in Stranger Things?
J.J. Abrams is like Quentin Tarantino, but instead of a foot fetish, he has a tentacle fetish.
Yes.
All of the creatures in all of the movies that... he does have weird tentacles.
Yeah, why is this ice creature red? It's name a, an ice creature. All the ice, you know, creatures from every other thing is like blue
or white.
Fucking polar bears.
So basically, we get the whole story now that he's on this ice planet. So Kirk finds future Spock.
The Ambassador Spock. Yes. That Nero's been looking for this entire time.
So then we find out Ambassador Spock is the one that did exactly the thing that the Romulans are doing to the Vulcan planet. He did it.
That's where they learned it.
To the Romulan planet.
No. He tried to save the Romulan planet. In the future, what happened was the sun that planet Romulus
was orbiting
is going supernova. It's like
going to explode.
It's going from it's going to expand and it's going to incinerate Romulus.
Which is funny because like he says the unthinkable happened. The sun goes supernova, and I'm like, that's motherfucker. That's why you're there. God damn it! What do you mean unthinkable?
So, yeah, what he was going to do was he was going to create the singularity into the sun to stop it from expanding.
As it went supernova,
and blow up Romulus. So,
but the unthinkable happened.
He, I guess, with
his mistake,
his weird spinny ship.
That's their fastest ship, by the way.
It wasn't fast enough. Obviously, it didn't stop the sun from incinerating Romulus.
And I like so his explanation. Why? Like he goes, tells young Kirk, "We're great friends.
You're my best friend.
We give each other handies when we're lonely.
We give each other Dutch rudders all the time."
And we have a competition on who could be the better friend. And we've been doing it for years.
I don't remember that.
He literally says that, Tammy. I don't know what movie you watch.
He's like, I give you a Vulcan mind meld with my mouth.
This is when Chris Pine's eyes look
so blue.
Shockingly blue.
It has nothing to do with the ice cave they're in.
Well, that helps. I also love the jacket that Spock wears. It's like a hood, and then it undoes itself. It's got fur lined. It's quite chic.
So now we know why Nero is after Spock.
Because also this singularity thing,
it's kind of the bitch.
They got sucked into the black hole, which created this time disparity, which caused them to go back in time.
Time dilation.
And is technically now fucked up the Star Trek universe.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of like Back to the Future Part 2, where, you know, Biff went back and gave the almanac to himself and created an alternate timeline.
You see, there's the sacred timeline, and you have to truncate these. What are the other timelines you call them?
Variances.
Yeah, we have to trim the variants off.
Yeah, I remember when, like I said, when I saw this movie in an advanced screen, I was working at
UPN. We get it. Dude, we get it. Oh, yeah. God.
I got so many hookups. But a guy that I worked with at the time was a huge Trekkie. Like, he was like in his 40s or something. He grew up watching all Star Trek, loved Star Trek.
Did you sign your popcorn bucket?
Was so pissed off that I got to see it before.
A little more than his popcorn.
He got so pissed off that I got to see this movie before him because we would always sit there and argue with one another about which was better, Star Trek, Star Wars. He's like, I can't believe you as a fucking Star Wars fan get to see the movie before I do.
Cry about it, bitch.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I said. I'm like,
so we pick up along the way. I'm going to speed forward. We do find Scotty.
So he is also like, yeah, he's my second favorite.
And his little friend.
Character.
I love his little friend,
too.
His little rock creature friend.
The Nian Nub knockoff?
Kind of.
Yes. I love his eyes.
His eyes are like, but I also love when he tries to leave and he's like, you kind of come with me?
It looks like the little sand people from Tatooine.
Jawas,
yeah.
Simon Pegg would have done this role for free had J.J. Abrams.
Simon Pegg's a huge Trekkie.
Yeah. Have asked him to do it.
Yeah, he's just a huge nerd.
He's
a huge nerd.
But he fucking nailed this part.
Oh, he's so good in it.
He did a great job.
And he,
by the way,
I like this ship.
Oh my God, he's so good in it.
So he actually is the one that figured out how to do the teleportation, and Spock told him, you can do this, and then he's like, here's how you do it, and then they just boop right back up on the ship.
Which is also funny because that essentially renders space travel, like spaceships, unnecessary. You can just fucking teleport from one planet to another now. You don't need spaceships anymore.
Yeah, you could just murder yourself on one planet, and then someone you don't know but looks just like you and has your memories is created over there.
So now we get to the end. Kirk becomes captain because he tells Spock that he's emotionally inept because of all these things that happened, and Spock tries to beat him up, and then his dad
and they almost kiss. Stop.
He's been emotionally compromised.
Spock.
I asked when I was watching this, I was like, is Spock his first name or his last name?
I don't know.
It's his last name.
Yeah, we looked it up.
And I was like, so the dad's name is Spock too then.
That makes
maybe
sense.
He was going for Stop.
Yeah, his first name's like San something.
It's Dennis.
Sandeep.
It's Dennis. His mom's Amanda and his name is Dennis.
Dennis Spock.
Dennis Spock.
There's no way that's true.
It's not.
Don't tell me what to do, Dennis.
Can you imagine?
My name is Dennis Spock. Well, I liked Spock.
When it's what I chuckle every time, like when they first talk to the Romulans and he's like, this is Captain Christopher Pike, and he's like, hi Chris.
Yeah.
I'm Nero. I'm like,
yeah.
Hi Chris.
Hi Chris. I'm Nero. I'm like, what is this? It's weird.
That was they kept that take. They
I feel like everyone
have.
Laughed and I was like, what is this?
Oh my god. Spock and Kirk formulate a plan based on all the information that they've learned. Everybody switches roles and they're ready to rock. So Spock and Kirk beam onto the ship and they have no choice but to join forces and kick some Romulan ass.
But also they want to disable this ship because now the ship is at Earth.
Because the ship is headed towards Earth. Way for planet Earth.
And Uhura and Spock are fucking.
Oh yeah, they'd be fucking.
I just remembered. I'm pretty sure the roommate was still on Earth because you see her.
No, what, she goes on one of the ships.
I thought she was there when when you see the laser hit San Francisco.
No, I am also interested in where she went.
That's another. No, she's dead. She was on one of the other ships.
She gone.
Shame.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. So Tyler Perry's the one that saw the laser and went, "Oh, Lord!" Right. She already done has hers.
She already done had hers.
Oh shit! So Spock slowly learns that he's been on the ship before. The little spinny one.
I like the spinny one.
The fastest ship that evidently wasn't fast enough.
Yeah.
And he flies away in that little ship while Kirk walks around, goes to find Captain Pike. Nero's guy whacks him in the head, and Kirk kills him.
I've got your gun.
Nero promises Kirk the same fate that he gave his father. While Spock flies Romulan aircraft and destroys the drill to save planet Earth.
Nice.
In a rage, Nero rage quits his fight with Kirk to engage and kill Spock. Spock orders Nero to stand down. Spock lightning warps in his little ship, and Nero can't help himself but follow him.
This is great.
Then Nero orders to fire everything at Spock, and if the red matter is ignited, everything will be destroyed. And Romulan picks up another signal of a ship, and it's the USS Enterprise.
Dun, da, da, da.
To the rescue.
Nice.
They fire away. Kirk finds Pike, and he says, "Beam me!" And the three of them are on the USS Enterprise, and they kill the ship. Goodbye, Romulan. They're sucked into their own black hole.
With the red matter.
And showing mercy, Kurt offers them support, for which Nero wholly declines, and the ship is sucked into that black hole and destroyed.
I like how he turns to Spock and is like, "I thought you'd like that." And Spock is like, "Not this time."
And then the USS Enterprise goes home.
And everybody has cake.
Yes.
I like when old not Spock that green lady's and young cake. Spock are, they meet, even though they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
And Spock says, as my normal sign off would be oddly self-serving, I'll just say be well or something like that. Because usually he would say live long and prosper.
Well, I mean,
saying it to himself would be weird.
When you think when you think about it, he does have to fuck now because they're an endangered species,
mm-hmm.
Vulcans. So they need to just get it on with as many other Vulcans and make more Vulcans.
Yeah. I like the part where Spock's dad tells little Spock that he married his mom. He told him that he married his mom because it was the logical thing to do. But the truth is, he married her because he loved her. And I think that was nice.
Also, I feel like little Spock kind of looked like Vincent a little bit.
Yes.
Yes.
Didn't he kind of look like Vincent?
Well, he gets those pointy sideburns that grow in him.
And then the movie's wrapped up with Jim Kirk as captain of the Enterprise. Spock becomes his co-pilot.
Or his first officer.
God bless you, Tammy.
Whatever. Fuck off.
I really like that movie.
Dude, I love his song, The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
You know he directed Three Men and a Little Baby?
Really?
How can they have a baby?
I didn't know that.
He did.
Where did they get the baby?
It's Ted Danson's baby.
Well, you see, they all jerked off into a centrifuge.
Wait, is this a sequel to Junior?
No.
No, it's a sequel to Twins.
Before Junior.
Wait, so Junior is the sequel. That's where they got the science for Junior.
All that jizz.
So let's go around the room. Pass, fail. Allie?
Pass. And I'd fuck almost everybody in this movie, to be honest with you. Yeah. Everyone is hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge Star Trek person. My mom is. She loves Star Trek. And I really liked it when I saw it. And I love Chris Pine. And I thought it was done really well. And it's funny. And everyone was cast really well in it. It's very well casted. So yeah, pass. And yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Let's go, Matt.
Yeah, I'll pass it when I first saw it.
At the early press screening?
I wasn't going to fucking say that.
I know.
But it's the way I described it to that guy that I would argue. I'm like, I think you're going to like it, man. You're going to like it because I liked it, but also because, I mean, even though, you know, I never watched the shows, I did watch most of those movies, like the ones with Shatner and Leonard Nimoy.
I don't think I've ever seen any other one.
Basically, what J.J. Abrams did was he did Star Trek, but he made a Star Wars movie in Star Trek, because it's definitely, compared to the other ones, way more action, way more like explosions and like
a lot less diplomacy.
Yeah, unfortunately, he totally dropped the ball with the second one.
No. Is it the second one with Khan?
The second one's with Khan,
but the third one is good.
The third one's good, but also J.J. Abrams didn't do that one.
Well, all right,
alrighty.
So, but I still pass it. No, I'm not going because you know. I'm not homosexual, so I won't fuck Chris Pine.
You're right. He would fuck you.
Or the green alien girl?
Yeah.
Or Tyler Perry as Madea?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
I don't know. He's actually a midget. He seems very tall.
But, no, definite pass.
Cool. Guido?
I pass this movie because you did such a great job presenting a sci-fi movie.
You're such a supportive
spouse. Are you
trying
to butter me up for later?
No, I think you did a good job.
Oh, thanks.
And you picked a great movie.
He's 6'5".
He's a big boy.
He's tall.
He is tall. Passes all around. I haven't felt this 100%-ness in a while, I feel like.
Well, it's because your taste is, it waxes and wanes.
Alrighty.
Glass houses, bud. Glass houses.
No, they're all great. You fuck off.
Oh, Lord.
Well, to finalize our I'd fuck a month, Guido, quid pro quo.
I would fuck them. Okay, thank you for asking. So I chose for your delight, Grandma's Boy. You know.
And who is the person that you would fuck in Grandma's
JP?
Boy?
It's JP, isn't it?
It's absolutely.
Because
okay.
He has.
Stop that right there. Linda Cardellini, okay? I'm going to stab you right there.
It's because he's a robot and he has a robot
not
vagina.
Not the mom from the Partridge Family?
Not the mom from the Partridge Family. Linda Cardellini.
Not the mom from Everybody
woman.
Loves Raymond.
Or not the mom from Stewart's Family.
You know what, though? She could get it, too. Okay.
That one?
Yeah.
Why? Because she cooks?
Yes. That's how you get to me the quickest.
Yeah.
You know? Good
and
meal.
Where can people watch?
People can watch this on
Hulu.
We watched it on,
yeah, we
watched it on
we
Hulu.
Watched it for Thank free
it was
on,
available
Hulu.
On Hulu.
I had to buy Star Trek. I got it confused. So
other,
yes, you can watch it on you can watch Grandma's Boy that came out in 2006 on Hulu.
Well, we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You can suggest a theme month on our website or via social media, and please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Kevin Costner.
God damn it.